This work is double exposure of works at residues of determining trait plants in the entry cotton crop after spraying. So, introduction. What kind of exposure a field worker can be submitted? Many. Include the pesticides exposure that can be for me, it's possible in many modes, many dangers, is more dangerous than other exposing field. So the problem scenarios like open packs, pesticides, premix, and spraying are more important for exposure. But the secondary scenarios is important too. Why? Because involve many hours of contact of the plants, like for example sculpting. That's the object of this work. Reentry period. What is reentry period? So, can be the period of time that defines when individuals may reentry a trait area. For example, a cotton crop after spraying a pesticide. Or other crops too, it's possible. The research of dermal exposure for pesticides in reentry of cotton and other crops too, there are very few in the specialized bibliography, very few, because it's the secondary scenario. What the risk? Why the risk? It's because dislodgeable residues. What is the dislodgeable residues? Is a portion of residue of the pesticide in a vegetation treated that's removed quickly, and it can be constituted in risk for farm works or schools. So, objective of this study. Study the dermal exposure of scots in reentry of cotton crop after spraying with deltamethrin insecticide. The trade name is DC25EC. Quantify the transfer of residues in the plants for the cloves, are the dosimeters of the scotch, and compare the results with the interval established by Brazilian legislation, that is the 24 hours. Material and methods. This is a picture by Gagarev of experimental farm of UNESP University in São Paulo State in Brazil. Is the other picture of the area of cotton crop in the farm. So, exist in the literature some possibilities by evaluation of dermal exposure. The method used here, called Wolbar method, and for hands, we used absorbent gloves. All the dosimeters was made with whole cotton. Well, in these pictures, I used the dosimeters, the pants, and shirts, and gloves. The application of deltamethrin occurred after 105 days after seeding. It is a picture of area of experiment in January of 2007, 1 year ago. Uh, here. Some information about application. Look, this dose of deltamethrin is the largest level dose of insecticide disease 25EC in Brazil. It's the more risk. It's the more large dose. After the application, we simulate the thermal exposure for the dislodgeable residues. So, after 3 minutes, 4 people entered in the treat area with dressed with the dosimeters. We are simulating a scouting for 30 minutes. This operation, this procedement was realized after 3 minutes, 1 hour, 5 hours, 1 day, 3 days, 7 days. Well, after the people out of treat area, the dosimeter was cut in 7 different parts, put in bags and stored in cold until the analysis in the laboratory. The analysis were made in other city in laboratory for analysis. So, some formulas are used for estimate of safety by this operation. These forms I found in the specialized literature. The first formula, estimate of working condition safe, show the condition is safe or unsafe. The second formula, estimate the safe work duration, is for determinate the hours that is safe the work. For example, if 8 hours is unsafe, so how many hours the condition work is safe? It can be 5 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours, the object of this formula, of this estimate. The next estimative of thermal dose tolerable show the dose of thermal exposure safe. And estimative of poisonous dose show in percentage if the exposure is low or right. So, the analytical method validation was adapted of a similar work, a work of Nilsson and Papantoni, and was made from good practice laboratory. The chromatography technique was used, so it's very similar in Brazil, the analysis for pesticide residues in food. It's common, this analysis, this type of analysis in food. It's very similar. So, results. The results of recovery of deltamethrin in dosimeters, or is dosimeters? Gloves, shirt, and pants. These are results of exposure, which is average of 4 repetitions, 4 people, 4 repetitions. What is interesting in this data? For me, it's important to show the decrease of thermal exposure. Look, for the first, for the second re-entry, the decrease of thermal exposure was the 34%. The second re-entry. For the third re-entry, the decrease was the 23%. So, in 5 hours, the thermal exposure was decreased by 69%. It's because the residues in the plants are decreased too, Because this correlation between the hazards in the plants and thermal exposure. In this work, only evaluation by thermal exposure, no dislodgeable residues in leaf, for example, but have a correlation. Have the data in literature. Well, next, the reentry one day, only 8% of original thermal exposure. 3 days, 2% of original thermal exposure. And the last reentry, 7 days, 1% of original thermal exposure. The data agrees with the literature that affirms that the pesticides have a degradation and a persistent phase in the environment. This graphic shows well the degradation phase and the persistent phase in this experiment, to show you. So, other data of this trio. This experiment showed that the hands and forearms are the parts of human body that have more exposure in the sculpting activities. Well, forearms, hands concentrated 61% of thermal exposure, but only represent 23 of the area of the human body. Results of estimates are extrapolate the data for eight hours of a work day. The people stay only 30 minutes in the area, but I extrapolate the data for 8 hours. This is very common in this kind of trio. So, beyond the re-entries, exists a safe condition for the sculpting activities. All the forms show it. Conclusions. So, the analytical methods used for the analysis of deuterometrine residues in dosimeters, made vegetal fiber, raw cotton, it's adapted and feasible. The validation showed it. The group forearms, hands, concentrates more than half of present residues in the dosimeters, and this work showed that the 24 hours as a re-entry for the CIS-25EC for the cotton crop in Brazil is overestimated by Brazilian legislation. Acknowledgements. Acknowledge the support of the State of São Paulo Research Foundation, FAPESP, and the LIPESALC-USP Laboratory of Pesticides Residues of São Paulo University by the analysis of deuterometrine in endosimeters. So, thank you for your attention. Any questions? Okay.
You showed that the results were decreased after so many hours to 1% of the original exposure. My question is, I do not know the toxicity of even 1%. Even if that 1% is toxic enough to cause harm to the worker.
Yep.
You covered the several measures of safety, both the long-term safety from a certain amount of the pesticide and the short-term effects. And he's asking if you are exposed to 1%. Is that safe?
Ele pergunta que num espaço curto de tempo, o que é seguro se deu aquela porcentagem grande de resíduos, deu aquela porcentagem inicial. Então você pode responder que colocou nas fórmulas e as fórmulas aqui mostram que é seguro.
Ah, ok. But the portion of deltometrin insecticide found in the dosimeters, I have a portion. I put on in the formulas, and the formulas respond to the question. The activity is cutting and saving. So this work in Brazil by interval reentry. Is made by empiric, no have experiments. The Anvisa tested the part of government. Look some toxicological tests, some meeting of the conference of pesticides. No have a tools for established by interval reentry. It's the first experiment in Brazil for this subject. Understand me?
So these tests assume that the dosimeter was picking up this residue, but the hazard is to the person who goes in without the protective clothing. Is that correct? You're estimating the hazard to someone without clothing.
Yes, in dosimeters.
And so, is it clear that the protective clothing is sufficient to go in soon?
Entendeu? Ele está dizendo que você entrou com a roupa, certo? E o resíduo que você mostrou é o que estava na roupa. Então, a pergunta dele é se a roupa é suficiente para proteger
a pessoa durante a...
É. Agora, você pode falar também que normalmente entra na lavoura com proteção para aplicar, para fazer as contagens, não.
You can answer if
you'd like to say that when farmer will spray, they used to be protected with clothes.
Farm.
But after application, when go just to count it, to monitoring pest, no, without clothes, just shirt food, no longer sleep. But if you put clothes, no problem, you can protect.
You talk about the personal protective, the clothes wall. That's the work used in the spraying activity.
No, I was thinking more of the scout.
Ah, the normal clothes.
He should, the scout should wear some clothes.
Yeah, then have like the question of glow of hands too.
Yes.
Because in Brazil, nothing's cut use gloves for cutting activity. Nothing is no normal used. Okay.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much for your extra effort to give this talk in English.
Okay, you're welcome.
And, I will mention that we have